G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 27. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, massive meetings in two states on Saturday. We've got the first Group 1 of 2016 in Sydney, starring Winx. And in Melbourne, we've got three cracking Group 1 races led by the Blue Diamond.
Yeah, really like to stay at Caulfield in particular with the three Group 1s and all black type action. A few grand finals and a few lead ups towards other grand finals at Flemington in a couple of weeks. And of course, Sydney, yes, Winx, a very short price favourite. Good to see her clash with a horse like Mongolian Khan on the comeback trail.
Carl, the Blue Diamond market was thrown open a little bit by the barrier draw on Tuesday, wide gates to the two favoured colts from the Mick Price camp. I don't suppose that barrier draw swayed your opinion.
No, I'm very happy to stay with my filly, but equally I think the barrier draw enhanced the claims of another filly in the race. I think that they're probably the two key winning hopes. I'll allude to them later on, but as of the Mick Price pair, Extreme Choice and Flying Artie, well, Extreme Choice is always going to race up in the pace, so I guess the barrier was just going to determine how hard he might have to work. And in the case of Flying Artie drawing barrier 17, that just might put him a little bit too far back in the field, or maybe ensure he has too much of a wide run. So I wouldn't want to be on the Flying Artie bandwagon just at the moment.
Alrighty, we'll get to the Blue Diamond fairly soon, but as Joel mentioned, it is all black type at Caulfield on Saturday. So we'll take you right through the card, starting with race one, Mornington BMW Cup Prelude, 2,000 metres, listed race worth 120,000, Joel.
I thought Mandawi did enough first run for Darren Weir over a mile to suggest he could improve over the 2,000. Got him ahead of 11, Corabetti with the blinkers on probably goes forward and can improve. 4 Tashby's racing well, and 8 Assign was good first up.
I've got Tashby on top. I thought Tashby was really good at Caulfield and Flemington in similar company before finishing second to Falago last time. So got it on top from Mandawi. I'm glad you spotted that run behind Burning Front at its local, its first run this campaign. It was its second run in the country. Of course, it was placed in the Geelong Cup prior. Certainly has enough class in order to improve out further. Third, number 9, which is Radical. It just had a torrid run in the Colac Cup, and it was a big drifter in betting that day. So with Glenn Boss back aboard, back at Caulfield, might be an improver. And for fourth, number 8, the sign.
Yes, I'm with the sign, number 8. It's just got classic Lloyd Williams, short price favourite, getting roll written all over it, to beat 4 Tash B, 11 Corabetti, and 5 Good Value. Race 2 at Caulfield on Saturday, Ladbrokes Zetative Stakes, 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres, Joel.
I went number 11, Santa Ana Lane, first up. He's a pretty smart horse. This resumes from a spell. He looked good in his first prep, and hopefully he can take the next step. 6 Mogador, I think, will be hard to beat, as the Keena Ray form line, who I think can run a good race in the Oakley Plate. 3 Puritan was good first up, and 5 Bassett next best.
Great race, plenty of depth, plenty of chances. I'll probably change my mind 15 times between now and the race, but I've got Santa Ana Lane on top. Really good jump out as late as Monday at Werribee, ticking over nicely, plenty of class, draws beautifully in barrier 6, will settle midfield and be powering on late. So got ahead of 9 Popovich, who's done nothing wrong at both his starts to date. Third, number 3, Puritan, who beat a good field in the Manfred first up. And fourth, number 5, Bassett.
Mogador for me, number 6, to beat 9, the unbeaten Popovich, 3 Puritan and 5 Bassett. Race 3 is the Polytrack Angus Armanasco Stakes. This one's for the 3-year-old fillies. 1,400 metre group 2 worth 200,000, Joel.
I went for number 7, Egypt, on the week back up. Got pretty close to Don't Doubt Mama last week. I think that form will be pretty good. 12 Letter Rips, a very smart Kiwi with form around Extravagant. She actually blew him away first up last prep. 6 Alaskan Rose, I think, can improve. She also backs up. And 4 Mossing Around next best.
Leather Rip for me, number 12, a really good first up performer. Any given the ground will enhance her claims, but she'll get back and be running home very strongly. From 4 Mossing Around, who's bumped into some really nice 3-year-olds in recent starts, she deserves to win one, and well, she might have to settle for second once again. Third, I've put in number 1 Pasadena Girl, And fourth, I put in number 5, Canna.
Another hot race, isn't it? I'm mossing around for me for a well-earned breakthrough. Number 4 to beat 12, Let Her Rip. 8, Catch a Fire. And 7, Egypt. Race 4 at Caulfield on Saturday, Ladbrokes Caulfield Autumn Classic. 1800 metre Group 2, and as far as the main chances go, not quite as much depth in this one as the first three, Joel.
No, I'm with 6 Celtic Tiger at a bit of odds. I think his first up run wasn't too bad. The 1800 definitely going to suit him better. He just peaked on his run the last 200, but I think he'll run a really good race at odds to beat 1 Mahuta. Obviously, flying hard to beat, 1800 the query, but should run well. 8 Tally for third, and 5 Patch Adams can improve.
I'm with Tally here on top to knock off Mahuba. Interesting side note, its brother, full brother, Deliberate, ran 5th in this race as a 3-year-old, and he's probably showing a little bit more promise than Deliberate did early doors, and his last, he's won 3 of his last 4. He's always been the sort of horse that will get better over further. He looks a likely Australian Derby type. So I've got him on top to knock off Mahuta, who might just be a little bit suspect at the trip. Barrier 1, though, gives it all favours to possibly dictate out in front. Third, number 9, Top Ravine. And for fourth, number 5, Patch Adams.
Now, what was that stat you were quoting to me about Mahuta, Carl, earlier in the week? How many points has he got on the rest of the field here?
31 rating points clear of any other runner.
Right, and he's on level away. So he's should, in fact, the rest of them should have 41 and a half.
Yeah,
so anyway, I'm with Mahuta. Weights and measures, you know how I love those. Number 1, Mahuta to beat. 8, Tally. 11, Charlevoix. And 2, Flying Light. And race 5 is the final leg of the early quaddie, and the first of, I believe, 4 just very, very intriguing races. You can make a convincing case for a number of these. Joel, it is the Crown Goldnail Peter Young Stakes, 1800 metres, Group 2, 200,000.
Yeah, tricky. I went the way of Fenway, number 13, no luck first up. In the Or, out to 1800, second up should be ideal, should get a lovely run. 2 Happy Trails was good in the Or, I thought. He'll get a good run from that gate. 8 Bow Creek had no luck, and first up at number 4, our Ivanhoe, coming through that Caulfield Cup form. I think he'll run a well fresh, 13.284.
I've gone with 4 Our Ivanhoe, just a bit of odds. Draws well in Barrier 1, should get a nice cosy run in midfield, and if it gets any luck in Australia, it should play a significant part. His form is actually quite good. I think he's a little bit underestimated. He's always thereabouts. He's quite competitive. And first up 1800, I'm sure he's going to be ready to go. So got him on top from 2 Happy Trails. It was very good out wide in the Or when you had to be back alongside the fence. Third, number 8, Bow Creek. It was back alongside the fence, but it never got out. I'm sure we'll be in the finish. And fourth, number 13, Fenway.
Yeah, I've gone for the CFO form of various degrees of lack of luck, with number 8 Bow Creek to beat, 1 Faulkner, 13 Fenway, 12 Rising Romance. Race 6, first leg of the quaddie, I Talk Travel Futurity Stakes, first of the group ones, worth $500,000, 1400 metres, and as the Peter Young Stakes was, it is at weight for age.
Just before we move on, just that Peter Young Stakes, I just noticed 8 of the 14 are coming off a duck egg. That wouldn't have happened in a Group 2 race very often, I thought. Futurity Stakes, yeah, look, a good race. I'm sticking Turn Me Loose, I think. He just went a bit keen in front first up. He wouldn't quite come back underneath Opie Boson. I thought he battled on really well. I think he'll get across to the front and be very hard to beat here. 11 Politeness, very good first up. 1 Boban for third, and 6 Stratum Star for fourth. 3.11.16.
No room for Hucklebuck.
Next best.
I've got an on top Hucklebuck. I'm actually quite keen. I thought his run first up was quite solid behind Holler, but I really like the CF4 run. He started from the outside barrier of 18. It was a canny ride by Dom Tenere. He loomed up, but just the task proved a little bit too much second up. I think added fitness, he will be ready to go third up, and I think he's the one to beat from 3 Turn Me Loose. He'll go out, lead, and be awfully hard to run down. They look the main two for 9. For third, number 11, Politeness, and for fourth, number 10, Suavita.
I'm with Carl Hucklebuck. Bet of the day, number 4 to beat 10, Suavito, 1, Beau Ban, and 3, Turn Me Loose. Race 7 is the main event of the day. $1.5 million for the two-year-olds at set weights in the Ladbrokes Blue Diamond Stakes over 1,200 metres. Joel.
Yeah, I'm with Carl and with the fillies. 10 Samara Dancer to beat 11 Concealer for me. They quinelled the Prelude. They were both excellent. Concealer shouldn't get as far back this time. Maybe she can turn the tables, but I'll bank on Samara Dancer beating her home again. 10 from 11. I thought Zam Zam might improve with blinkers. Just he's got a good knack of getting these two-year-olds right with gear changes. Does David Hayes. She was excellent on debut, and I thought she was okay. Looked a bit green in the Prelude. And I'm going to throw Haydock in for fourth. Through a chat with Tony McAvoy last week, he gave us a good push for it. He reckons he's not producing as much as what he can do, so the blinkers and tongue tie go on. He's expecting a big run at odds, so I'll throw him in. 10, 11, 14, 8.
Yeah, I'll go 10, Samara Dancer on top from 11, Concealer. I think the way the race might pan out is maybe Samara Dancer settles 5th or 6th and Concealer just trailing it, and they'll be pretty close together for much of the race. Samara Dancer's just got that push button acceleration. I'm hoping it finds an advantage inside the last 200, because Concealer's going to be really hitting the line hard, and if it doesn't have an advantage of over a length for 200 to go, if you're on Samara Dancer, you might be in a bit of strife. So 10 speed 11, the third, number 2, Valiano, who I thought was excellent first up, winning over 1200 metres. Not easy to do for a 2-year-old, and it did it quite emphatically, so it has to go in that horse. And for fourth, number 4, Star Turn, who comes through that flying arty Colton Gelding's Prelude. But no room for those two Mick Price horses who I just think have been beaten by the barrier draw.
Samara, well, yeah, the risk of making it just a little bit Glee
bit boring,
Club. Yeah, Samara Dancer to beat Concealer, but I have fallen into the Mick Price ones for third and fourth. 1 Extreme Choice, 3 Flying Arty. Last of the Group 1s and third leg of the quaddie is Race 8, the Clams Seafood Oakley Plate. $502,000 and an 1,100 metre handicap, and a genuine handicap it is to Joel, with 8 kilos between top and bottom.
Yes, 12 resuming, good mixture of 3-year-olds, good race. I'm with one of the older gallopers, Fast and Rocking. I reckon he'll be really hard to beat. He had a really good spring prep. He had a good win at Caulfield and a couple of good runs early in his prep, and then he went to Group 1 level and ran really well behind Chautauqua and Buffering in a couple of big Group 1s. I reckon he'll run a good race each way. 1,100 is a perfect trip for him. 7 Bounding, very good mare. She bolted in at this track first up last prep. She's been trialling really well. 5 Eclair Choice, I think there was a bit of improvement left in him off that first up run. He's pretty silly odds, I think, 40-1. And 18 Keena Ray I've thrown in as the pick of the 3-year-olds.
Yeah, fairly similar numbers. Amazing. 3 Fast and Rocking on top for me. For the reasons you outlined, he was a good winner at Caulfield 3 starts ago. He's a beautiful get-back run-on type that just thrives on high-pressure, high-speed races, and he'll get that in an Oakley Plate. He'll be flying home late. For second, number 7, Bounding, who was an excellent winner over Rich and up first up over this track and distance last campaign. For third, I did put in Keena Ray. And for fourth, I am going to put in number 8, Fell Swoop, who might just be better in the Galaxy second up, but this horse is a winner, and you can't underestimate that really good winning form, just a couple of kilos above the minimum. So I've gone 3, 7, 18, and 8.
Yeah, look, that's my thinking too, Carl. Winners keep winning. My thinking also, I must admit, is the necessity for us at Winning Post to pick at least one decently priced horse, because I'm fairly keen on the chances of Keena Ray as well. But I am with the Matthew Dale trained Fell Swoop, number 8, to win the Oakley Plate from 18 Keena Ray, 16 Heatherly, and 7 Bounding. And the last race of the day at Caulfield, and the last leg of the quaddie, needless to say, is Race 9, the Premier Signs Mannerism Stakes, over 1,400 metres for mares at Group 3 level, set weights and penalties. Joel?
Yeah, I'm with the likely favourite here, as Cadelia. I think she'll be very hard to beat, second up 1,400. Going to spot them a bit of a start, but she's the one to beat. One, Miss Rose DeLargo, had a pretty good spring prep. She clicked well couple of times for Odie Boson, who takes the ride here. 3 Tuscan Sling out to 1400, but she's in good form. And 9 Moss Beat, finding hard to win, but she's pretty consistent. 10-1-3-9.
As Cadelli is probably going to start favourite, as you said, Joel, and just always finds a bit of a reason not to win. I'm just going to go with Wood Whale just to oppose it at the likely price. $10 it says in my best bets here, and I think that's a reasonable price if you can get something around that quite, as hasn't missed a place from 4 runs over 1400 metres and should be thereabouts at the finish. So go to the head of 10 as Cadelia just to oppose it. Third number 6, Anaphora, who was a good recent jumped out performer at Balnarring and is a last start winner over the mile, does possess that sharp turn of foot though to be competitive over 1400 metres. And for 4th, I'm putting in number 4, Choose.
As Cadelia, the favourite for me, and I will take some comfort in the fact that this is usually a very good favourites day. 2 years ago, 6 of the 9 races went to the favourites. Last year, 3. That wraps up a massive meeting at Caulfield, leaving us only to give you our best bet and value bet on the program. My best was race 6, number 4, Hucklebuck. My value bet, race 8, number 8, Fell Swoop.
My best is against you, Barks. Turn Me Loose is my best, and my value is Celtic Tiger in race 4.
My best is Hucklebuck, so we'll go 2-1 there, and my value is Fast and Rocking, race 8, number 3.
Rightio. Royal Randwick, the venue for Sydney races on Saturday, and we are almost in autumn, and you can tell because things are starting to warm up there. Quite a bit of black type, including 2 of the traditional slipper lead-ups. First of those, race 2, Pro Ride Skyline Stakes, a Group 2 over 1,200 metres for the 2-year-old males, Joel.
Light number 3, Good Standing, smart-looking horse, looked the winner on debut and may have just switched off a bit. He got run down late on the line. His 2 trials this time in have been excellent. I think he can beat the Godolphin pair of Telperion and Suchet. And Vega, haven't minded his trials. 3-1-2-8.
Similar numbers for me, Good Standing on top. Gave a great sight on debut and just got run down late at a big price. I liked its recent trial when ridden out. I've got ahead of the Godolphin pair, Telepron and Suchet's, and 4th number 6, Mediterranean.
And the fillies division is race 4, the Les Johnson Memorial Sweet Embrace Stakes, also Group 2, 1200 metres. John.
I went 3 Smart Amelia for the Cummings Bowman team again. A good debut effort. She should take a good benefit from that. 2 Scarlet Rain, unbeaten 2 starts, wide draw, but she should be able to negate that. 7 in the Vanguard was good on debut, and 4 Quick Feet looked to probably have her chance. Raced a bit tight against the rail there in the Diamond Prelude, but I think that Diamond Prelude form is going to hold up, so got to throw her in 3-2-7-4.
Yeah, I think the market's wrong in this race. I've gone Zenalicious, the first starter, at 34-1, 33-1 at $34 on top. It's Grand Am is the Group 2 winner, Miss Zoe, who performed well for the stable Wes Bridge. Won a recent trial here from Tessera, who's an unbeaten Godolphin galloper, and it was not really pushed out to do that. I think this filly's got a stack of ability, and from barrier 2, we know the cost and the ball. I think it's going to give him a really, it's going to give good sight at 33-1. So got it on top from 5, Taylor Choice. It trolled well before its debut and won well at start number 2. Third number 1, Twist Tops. And fourth number 10, Alba Melissa, who's the 50-1 outsider in the field. I thought its debut run behind Twist Tops was very good in a working forward in a high-pressure, fast-run race, and stuck on well for 6. So I've gone 13, 5, 1 and 10.
Well, the bad news for you is that between the best bets being printed and the winning post being printed, it seems to have tightened from 34 to 11. Zenalicious I speak of. Race 5.
That's 8 of the 13 we've covered there.
Race 5, Coolmore Surround Stakes. 1,400 metres for 3-year-old fillies at level weights, and far from going for 8 different horses here, you guys are very much in harmony, and your top selection is shown in the winning post at $13, John.
Yes, Hanesta. I think better was bet for her. She's a pretty good filly. A lot of seconds next to her name through the spring, so she was a bit of a heartbreaker if you were following her, but she ran really good races all the time, and probably a bit unlucky not to win the Oaks. I think she can run really well first up. She's going to improve, obviously, over a bit further. 7 Gazzoni looks pretty smart. This is her toughest test, but got to include her. 3 Stay With Me should improve off the fresh run, and 1 Single Gaze will be running on.
Well, as Kevin Casey has written in his overview for Best Bets, Onesta couldn't have been more Onesta last prep. You know, with all those seconds, and she deserves to win a black type race, and this just might be it. I think she's a great price, and I've got her on top from three Stay With Me, who was just too bad to be true last start, and the Light Fingers raced way too keenly, but still was only beaten 2.3 lengths, so at her best, she'll be in the finish. Third, number seven, Gizoni. Don't know how to pronounce that one. I think that's the way, but it's two from two. It's knocked off Stoker, who's an okay three-year-old, but I think this is a bigger step up in class, and I wouldn't be falling into the price. And for five, the fourth, number five, Perignon.
Onesta couldn't have been more Onesta.
Yeah.
Just
couldn't have been Onesta.
Like, oh no, that's all right. Sorry, oh, that's good. Honesta, good. Yeah, couldn't have been Onesta. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, almost give that a pass. All right, race six. Guy Walter Stakes, mares, Group Two, 1400 metres, set weights and penalties. Joel.
Slightly sweet. Has been a bit costly for her backers of late, but she didn't have much luck in the spring, and I thought her first up run, well, the race wasn't really run to suit. Might be here. Hopefully her day on Saturday at a good price to beat three Solicit, one Amicus and four Peeping.
I think Solicit just needs to repeat that run she produced in the Apollo when second to Winks to be winning this race from one Amicus, third number four Peeping and fourth number five Slightly Sweet.
All right, well, speaking of Winks, that was the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg is the big race of the day. It is race seven, the Precise Air Chipping Norton Stakes, 1600 metres standard weight for age. And Winks showing at $1.30 in your winning post. No doubt many punters will have her one out in the quaddie. Will you, Joel?
I'll probably take one quaddie with her, one out, and one quaddie with Mongolian Khan. He's the only horse who's still, you know, he's very, very good horse. And he wouldn't shock you at all to see him come out and run really well. So he's the only danger. Eight, Hauraki in for third. And three, Hartnell for fourth.
It's effectively a two-horse race between the two, Mongolian Khan and Winks. Winks is $1.30, Mongolian Khan's 11. Yeah, I'll put Mongolian Khan on top. I just think Winks is a stupid price. I know it's a very, goes without saying, she's won a Cox Plate by over four lengths. She's very talented and gifted, but I don't want to touch $1.30. So I've got Mongolian Khan on top to beat Winks. The third, number seven, Didiani, who ran really well after covering extra ground in the Apollo. And fourth, number three, Hartnell resuming.
Race eight, third leg of the quaddie at Royal Randwick on Saturday at a Liverpool City Cup, 1300 metres, Group Three. Joel.
I went number 13, Rock Sturdy here, assuming he gets a run in the field. He's, for our spring campaign, was pretty good. I thought his first two runs over the shorter distances were very good. He was only beaten sort of around two lengths, and I think 1300 first up suits him a hell of a lot better. And he went on to place in the Emirates. So happy to back him each way to beat five. General Leafe was running on, never ever looked likely first up, but may just have taken a run. 10, Rich Enough, was pretty good first up. Did have his chance, but again, he'll strip a fair bit fitter. And one, Big Money, has a big weight, but he's super consistent. 13, 5, 10, 1.
Nine on top for me, Cool Company. Thought that his European form was quite solid, and I backed him at his local debut on Derby Day when he, I thought, performed quite well. And with the benefit of hindsight, his run was actually even better than what it was on face value, because Derby Day was very leaderish on the fence, and that race, M. Mitchell Bell, I think, was on the leader outlay,
yes,
and he just shifted off the fence. He shoved them all wide, and Cool Company got in the worst part of the ground, but still ran on from 10th to run home into 5th, and I thought it was a really nice run. Its two recent trials have been very good. Latest one was just alongside Good Project, and that Good Project would be short in betting. Cool Company probably double the price, and I don't think there's much between them. I've got Cool Company on top from General Efe, number 5, who I thought, you know, was okay first up and be fitter. The stablemate, It's Somewhat In, for third, who's a noted first up performer, and for fourth, number 8, Good Project. But really keen at the $21 on number 9, Cool Company.
All right, well, that's the end of the black type at Randwick, but we may as well, while we're hot, finish the quaddie, especially because, Carl, your best comes up in the last. That is the Schweppes Handicap over 1,200 metres, a benchmark 84. And the horse I speak of, which is also Joel's top selection, number 11, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, I think everyone's on it. So it's going to be the big get-out horse on Saturday. I think plenty of people are going to be chasing their losses on this one. It has only missed a place once, and that was two starts ago at Rosehill. It's a very talented mare. It's got plenty of upside. It won a recent trial, held together, and she'll be winning better races than this restricted race on Saturday.
Do we need to be throwing any others in, Joel? I suppose you want the former Hong Kong horse, My Favourite, in there.
My Favourite and Turbulent Jets, the sort of horse that could blow you out of a quaddie if you left him out. So they're the only three I'll be taking.
And Merceau, that may be just the fourth.
Alrighty, and Carl, what can you tell us about the meeting on the Parks track at Morphettville in Adelaide on Saturday?
We better jump in with our best and
go. Oh, sorry. So Carl's best was Nancy, his value. Race 8, number 9, Cool Company. Joel, best. Race 2, number 3, good standing.
Rock sturdy value.
That is race 8, number 13. So, Carl, tell us about Morphettville Parks.
Bellagari on top. That's my best bet of the day. Race 5, number 3. It's been really knocking the door down for a win. It was a good effort behind Lucky Hustler. It was placed behind Lucky Hustler in the Magic Millions Cup back in January, and then was stakes placed at Caulfield last time. It looks or might be well placed in a benchmark 90 back on the Parks track. And it is a bit of a Parks track specialist that has yet to miss a place from 8 starts around Morphettville Park. So got it on top as my best of the day. And the value bet comes up in the last. It's Ship's Captain, race 8, number 5. As I just turn over the pages in my book, bear with me. I thought the run last time by memory was quite good with the pattern against. It's a bit of an open race. The reason I did put him on top is because I think there's a little bit of dead wood to this race, and I think it's just going to get a nice run in midfield and only has to reproduce its run 2 starts ago behind Wallander Princess to be awfully competitive in this final event.
Okay, Doomben Racing on Saturday does see one black type race, although you'd have to say it is not the most exciting listed race that has ever been run at Doomben. It is the Tattersalls Members' Cup. Over 1,600 metres, just the 8-horse field, and Joel, right or wrong, is fairly short odds to extend his picket fence.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced that Doomben's his track just with his pattern, but he keeps winning there, and he's going to be very hard to beat again. Punter Nought might be the danger. I don't want to take $1.70 right or wrong. I've got him on top, but Punter Nought's just about ready third up. Be What You Want To Be was good off a 6-week break last time, and 2 snippets land's got Sydney form, so I think there's enough in that race to put you off the $1.70 for right or wrong. My best is I'm Bellucci in the last. Gate 18, 59 kilos, looks a horror, but I think as long as they can run on, he'll be very hard to beat. They led on him last start, and I don't think that's his go. He fought on really strongly. I think they'll just drop him out here and be good pace on. A few of these will be battling the long way out, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. And my value as a first starter in the 2-year-old race. Race 2, number 10, Skelk. 26-1, crazy odds. His 2 trials have been really, really good. A bit of depth to the race, to Brigade, so that's probably why. He probably should be 10-1, but I think he ran really well.
Ascot, later in the day, is where they are racing in Perth, but you are going to kick us off again with not an unraced 2-year-old, but a 2-year-old who has had 1 start and is showing $10. In winning post, and that's race 1, number 2, Ryamar at 3:53 Eastern.
Yeah, it's my value bet. The debut run was pretty good. Had blinkers on and was raced sort of about 4th, 5th, and got a bit keen. Wrinkly won that race. He'd already had a start. That was his second start. He went to the front, controlled the race, led easily, and won. Ryamar kept finding the line well for 3rd. It'll be a lot better for that experience. I think he can turn the tables on Wrinkly. And my best is Peggy's Marie, who did a good job. Last prep, ran a really good race when she came to town on the back of a maiden win and started about 30-1 and ran 2nd. She backed that up again with another 2nd. She resumes here off a trial win, close relation to Miss Andretti, and she's a pretty promising sprinter. Peggy's Marie, race 4.
Okay, earlier in the day across the Tasman, there is some black type action at Matamata.
Yes, we've got 3 black type races at Matamata. We also have a Group 1 at Otaki, but Matamata probably the better all-round meeting. My best bet there is in the last, race 9, number 5, Chenille from the Tony Pike stable. 3 runs back, been placed at all 3. She deserves to break through, and she gets a really good opportunity here on Saturday. My value is River Deep in the first, number 6. He stepped up sharply in trip to the 2100 last start. Bit disappointing. His previous run was good, and I think coming back to 1600 looks suitable. At Otaki, I made my best in the Group 1. Coey's going to be hard to beat, but Vespa's a good horse, and he's had 2 runs back from the long spell and finished 2nd last time out. He was 8 lengths from Extravagant. It was a really good run, and I think he can beat Coey. And my value is Mistigan, first starter, race 3, number 7. Very impressive winning a recent trial. Just hoping the numbers 1 and 2 are in the betting and we do get a bit of value for Mistigan.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia, but there's plenty of action to take you from Friday to Sunday. It is all in your winning post if you haven't picked it up already, and that includes a Group 3 on Friday night, and that's the Simpson Construction Typhoon Tracy Stakes over 1,200 metres for three-year-old fillies. Carl, what did you make of this?
Two early scratchings have just come through. They are Serene Majesty and also Catch a Fire. I like Almighty Girl. I thought her debut win was quite smart at Mornington, really burst away from them late over 1,000 metres, and she was really strong through the line over 1,100 in behind Headley. She would have beaten the Headley in another stride, and Headley since comes out and wins by 5 lengths the Group 2 Rubiton. So that looks really good form line for a three-year-old fillies race. Got ahead of number 9, Super Cash, who draws well in Barrier 4, and I think we'll just settle just off them and be awfully competitive. Third, number 3, Badawiya, and 4th, number 2, Seeker of the Gender.
All right, well, that's a bit of bad luck for page 2 of Winning Post.
Especially after a good effort on page 2 last week.
Yes.
Stories, but Serene Majesty out, no doubt, because of the wide barrier. But, if I was having something, I'd have a little look at Badawiya. I think she's pretty smart. She'll be hard to beat first up.
All right, well, there's also full form in your Winning Post over the weekend for the two meetings with Country Championships qualifiers. That's Wagga Saturday. That is full form in your New South Wales Winning Post and fields in your elsewhere. And then on Sunday, there is Taree, full form for Taree. Both $100,000 races. Any thoughts on the Taree heat, Carl?
Yeah, Ocean Green on top for me. It's going to be ridden by Brendan Abdullah, who made a hit run visit to Canberra last Sunday with some success. He rode the winner of the Canberra Cup Prelude for Bjorn Baker off the rails, and this one here, Ocean Grand, won a highway race 3 starts ago at Rose Hill. It was a nice win over 1400 metres, and then last time was a good winner at Coffs Harbour over 1300. That win at Rose Hill 3 starts ago was over 1200. Last time was over 13. It's on trial of the 1400 here, which is the only query, but has plenty of class, and Just interesting to see how the Taree heat stacks up this year, because the qualifiers from this heat last year didn't really measure up in the Randwick $400,000 final.
Alrighty, well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet of the weekend, and before my brief spell last week, I'm riding high because I stole some Ara Dancer from Carl the week before, so I hope you got on at the $17, listeners. And I'm backing up this week I'm going against Joel. I'm going Caulfield race 6, number 4, Hucklebuck. Joel?
I'll go Sydney. Good standing. Race 2, number 3.
And I'll go Ivanhoe. Race 5, number 4 at Caulfield.
Great. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.